I'd like to say we're glad to be here this morning. We appreciate this opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord and be back at one more sunrise service. Just appreciate it. Appreciate what it means, to us, or what it ought to mean to us. And change things. Things were changed when, it was the beginning of a new life for mankind. There's there's a lot of things I guess that you could probably say. I'm gonna read. We just sung the song, and it said, "This is my story. This is my song." There's 24th chapter of the book of St. Luke. I'm going to read you a good portion of it. May read all of it. It's a pretty lengthy chapter, but it's dealing with what was then, what had happened. We'll start with the first verse. It says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. They found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed there about, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. They remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. They talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? He said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priest and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. They drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward the evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. He said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for the spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. When he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, have ye here any meat? They give him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. We know that that is no doubt a lengthy chapter, as we've already said, and nonetheless, it's necessary. I think that Luke wrote some things that others didn't, but he left a pretty good detail about what was going on. And not only that, he left us words, even from the Lord himself, that these things must be. And these things, he said, had come to pass concerning me that was written by the prophets. And he said, just a little, here in the 46th verse, I'm going to reread it right quick, but I'm coming back. I hadn't got a little thought. We don't know. We'll say a whole lot this morning, but I've got just a little bit of a thought. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Now, he makes mention here, and he's already told them, even in the midst of the disciples and others, that he said, you tear this building down. He said, I'll raise it again in 3 days. And he had already made mention of that. But the 47th verse, he says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Beginning, and the scripture says here, now this, after the third day, after the risen Savior, brethren, these things were to be brought forth. These things were to be preached. There's things that have been preached, and there's things that will be preached, brethren, because of His resurrection. And the scripture teaches us, you can study it out and find, but the scripture teaches us that He was raised for our justification. Brethren, we're not justified in the sight of God had He not raised, had He not been brought forth. And I'll read just a little bit more, and then I'm coming back to that, they found when they come to the tomb. You might think, well, preacher, they didn't find nothing. Thank God. thank God. They did not find anything. They most certainly didn't. And he said, you are witnesses of these things. He said, ye are witnesses of these things. He is talking to them, brethren, that was in the midst, and them that had been with him and saw and heard these things. And he said, you're witnesses of these things. He said, now, you know, those things that the Lord had brought unto them, brethren, were not really come true unto them until he arose, until he come forth. And it makes mention here, he said, he told them, he said, you go to Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. With power from on high. Brethren, it takes the Spirit of God, it always has, and brethren, it still does this morning. Amen. It takes the Spirit. Brethren, if people get saved, it takes the Spirit. You say, preacher, it takes the blood. Where do you think the blood comes from? Brethren, it's not a natural thing, but it's a spiritual thing. It most certainly is. Now the Scripture says, I'll get back just a little bit. The Scripture says, why seek ye the living among the dead? And they told them, said, he is not here. He is not here. Brethren, that's the best thing that ever happened to mankind. It's the reason, brethren, that we celebrate that of Easter. It's because he is not here. He wasn't there. He wasn't in the tomb. And this, in that of Luke, my friend, he didn't get into some of the other things that foretold in the midst, brethren of them coming to the tomb. They didn't know how they was going to roll that stone away. They didn't know what they might find. But I'll tell you what they did not expect. They did not expect to find an empty tomb. Brethren, they thought he'd be there. They brought the spices, brother, to anoint his body, as their custom was. But I want you to know they had no reason. They had no reason to use them spices. Brother, he had already been anointed. Even that of naturally. Brother, by that, brethren, that God had set forth. Yeah. And brethren, I want you to realize that when he was buried, thank God, it was prophesied he had come out of that grave. Yeah. Amen. He told them too, brethren, that's walked down to Emmaus. And brethren, the Scripture says here, he said he started with that of Moses. And brethren, brought them all the way through the Old Testament, brethren, about Scripture, about him, and about what was coming to pass. There's folks today, my friend, that won't even have it. But I'll just be honest with you. Without faith, you can't believe it no way. No siree. You think about it. My friend, we got more to shout about than they did. We most certainly do. We've got more. You say, preacher, I don't understand that. They had to see some things. Did they not? They had to see some things. Brethren, he showed them some things. They didn't believe. They thought it was a spirit. And he took and ate some fish and some honeycomb. Brethren, to show them how that he is as much, my friend, flesh and bone as they was. Yes, sir. He said the spirit has no flesh and bones. Brethren, he proved unto them. But then after he done all these things, you go into the book of Acts, my friend, it says that he appeared unto about 500 and done many infallible proofs or truths, my friends, showing them, brethren, what the Scriptures had prophesied about him and the things to come to pass. I told you, I don't know this morning. I ain't got a whole lot. The real truth of it is, my friend, is that this is the reason me and you have life. Amen. And have it more abundantly. He had to come to this place. The scripture says that when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, brethren, he prayed 3 times that this cup passed from him, that it passed from him. And the scripture says, my friend, that he come to the place, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. For this cause, came I into the world. He come for this reason. What reason was that, preacher? To raise again the third day. He done something, my friend, for mankind that mankind could not do for himself. And brethren, it still lasts today. It still goes on today. His salvation's still real today. Brethren, his blood's very much alive. Thank God. They could not believe. Can you imagine that? Brethren, Peter and them being with him, walked with him. Brethren, and they came back and said, he's alive. Thank God, he's alive. He ain't in that grave. Amen. And in that tomb, Bible said that Peter ran, and he found it to be so. Thank God I found it to be so this morning, hadn't you? Brethren, the Spirit of God, there's nothing in this world like the Spirit of God. Brethren, it'll bring, it will, it'll bring things to life. Brethren, that you do, will not believe otherwise. There's a lot of folks, my friend, that needs their eyes open. They most certainly are. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. What does the scripture say here? What did they do when he left? Now, when he left here, it says he went to heaven. He led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Listen, thank God. Listen, and they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Brethren, they was a reason, thank God, they had come to the realization. You say, preacher, they was fine. Why do you think they had to go to Jerusalem and tarry? He said, tarry until you be endued with power from on high. Brethren, they was something that they were still lacking. They were something. You say, preacher, you're telling me that they seen all these things and they heard these things and they still lack something. They most certainly did. They was a reason and one reason only that they had to go back, my friend, unto that of Jerusalem. Brethren, and that was that the Spirit of God, thank God, was coming. Glory. Brethren, it was coming to the place, brethren, where salvation would begin. Preacher, I don't know about that. You go and read it in the book of Acts, the 2nd chapter, and you'll find on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Ghost came down. It come down. And yet, the scripture teaches us that Peter stood on that day and he began to rehearse that of the scriptures and the prophecy. And he started with that of Joel. He said, brethren, he said, these are not drunken as ye suppose. They didn't know what was going on. They had, listen, you might think that it sometimes, brethren, it gets our attention when people mind the Spirit of God. Do you know that? Can you imagine, my friend, these folks? They had not ever heard nor seen anything like what they seen on the day of Pentecost. They had never seen it. Not like that. No, sir. Brethren, every man, the Bible said, heard in their own tongue, in their own language. That ain't all, brethren. They thought they was out of their mind and drunken. That's what they thought. But Peter said in his very, the first three words that this man said, I've thought about it. I can't never get over it. Peter said, this is that. This is that that was prophesied by the prophet Joel. Glory! Glory! Brethren, that wouldn't come to pass had there not been a resurrection this morning.
Amen.
No, sir. There's some things, brother, that had to happen before Pentecost.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, they were. Glory. Amen. Thanks be to God, my friend. I'm glad, ain't you? I'm so glad that the Spirit of God came on that day.
Amen.
Things were changed. Things were changed. Now you may disagree with me on this, but I'm going to say this. I read it to you. I'm going to reread it if I can right quick. He said, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer. To suffer. And to raise from the dead the third day. There's a semicolon right there. To raise from the dead the third day. He said, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations beginning at Jerusalem. Among all nations, that repentance and remission of sins in his name, brethren, should be preached. Think about it. Glory! Brethren, it brought salvation. It brought justification. It brought sanctification. It brought glorification. Brother, to people like me and you today.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, it did. It brought something, thank God, we didn't have. Not till you got born again.
Amen.
Not till you got born again. There's so many things that comes and hinges on that of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come see his tomb. I'll tell you something. And I've never been there. But I'll tell you something. You can go to Jerusalem right now. He's not there. Huh? Glory. He's not here. He is risen. Risen just like he said. Brethren, the scriptures, you won't find no fault in the scriptures. No, you won't. You won't find no fault in the scriptures. You might find fault in a lot of what men's done, but you won't find fault in the Scriptures. The Scriptures are true. The Word of God's true. The Scripture even teaches us that the Word abideth forever. It has no end to it. It does not. I appreciate being here this morning. I really do. Might not already tell you this. I probably ain't supposed to be preaching, but I couldn't help it. One sense of the way, there's a lot in this. And I don't know. I really don't even claim to know as far as that goes. There's things that come to pass brethren, had you and I had been there, you say, preacher, if I'd have been there, I'd have believed them. You know what? We'd have probably been just like them. We'd probably want to see his hands and his feet. Show me that it's you. Show me that it's you. But thank God, I'm glad that we can believe my friend and yet hadn't seen him in that portion or in that shape for seeing him that away. There's some wonderful things that come with the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some wonderful things. Some things that, brethren, I would to God that people could find in their heart. In their heart. Brother, if people really, really knew, you can talk to people just on common ground. They'll tell you they know what Easter stands for. They really do. They know what Easter stands for. One reason a lot of them try to go to church on Easter Sunday. Most celebrated day it is that we recognize, as far as the church is concerned, is Easter Sunday. We recognize it more than we recognize anything as far as what we celebrate. And that, and the truth of it is, it hinges. Everything hinges, just like a hinge on a door. Brethren, that door couldn't swing open if it didn't have them hinges on it. And it just is so easy. Have you ever noticed that? It's just so easy if you'll put them in the right place. If you'll put the right kind of a hinge on it. It's just so easy. You know, the Lord didn't make it hard for mankind. He made the way for mankind. Why would he make it hard? But we make it hard. I'm afraid a lot of times. I hope and pray that you got something out of the message this morning. Done the best we could what we got. Like we say many a time, there's a lot more in it. There's a lot more than I'll ever get out of it. Truth of it is, when you read about this, it study about this, you come to the realization, maybe it's just me, but of just how important it was for them to find out. For them, they sang a song years ago, and I preached on it. I actually preached on it over here at Coos Springs in a revival. About that the grave stone was not rolled away that he might come out, but it is rolled away that we might look in, that we might see. He's not there. He's not there. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine? I can just imagine the looks on some of those faces when they said, he's not here. He's not here. They come to see him. They come to do that of the custom, the customary thing of that day. They most certainly did, but they found out that he wasn't there, that he was gone. Now, they believed,
they believed. They went back and told them exactly what was told them. Said, he's not there. Said, they say he's alive. He's alive. And he's still alive today. God bless you. Wonder if anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us. If not, I'd like to say I appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here today, and we're glad to have you that was able to come, you that are looking on, glad to have you as well. And I just appreciate, just glad that I had the opportunity to come this way this morning, be in this service. It's normally a pretty sweet service, and it's been sweet. I appreciate it. And I do appreciate you being here. Those of you that's able to get up and come. Those of you that's able to look on. You got something? You got one you want to sing?
Yeah, let's look.